This year was made available the Ili Nishmas, Zev Burech ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Amon Yeshaya. Tahay Nishmusam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
Dalet Amid Aleph 9, sure, is down from the top. This is a continuation of the Suya, of the importance of choosing words. And in the following story it tells that certain expressions reveal the background of certain people. Ahu Dioma. There was a man who used to say always, Donu Dini, judge my judgment. It means he never was satisfied just with any settlement, arbitration. He wanted to know exactly what is the strict line of the din. That's how he wanted to follow. Since he always said the same words, so it aroused the curiosity of the Hachamim. Bodku, almost as he said, Shma Mino, we hear from that, Midon Kos, he comes from Don. Dechsiv, Don Yodin Amot, Ke'achat Shifte Yisrael. Don will judge his people. So in John, there's a place where they live by judgment. It means people sometimes make settlements among themselves, they make arbitrations, because Shore is also one form of settling. But another form is din. And Don, they insist always on knowing the din. It means between man and man. Instead of making pshoras, they wanted the din Torah. And so the expression showed that he came from such an environment where always there were sticklers for exactness in din. Ahu, there was a man that because he used to go around and say, the following two perushim. Akif Yamen, on the shore of the sea, Asis Nebius, Asis is a snare, a bush, Bius becomes big, like a cedar tree. It means the sea air is invigorating, that it makes things become important and big, healthy. Again, Akif Yamen, by the shore of the sea, Asis a bush, like a snare, Bius becomes a cedar tree. And there's another pshat, Akiv Yam, by the shore of the sea, Asis Nebius, I will build my palace. His dream house, always thought of making by the seashore. It shows that he loved the seashore. Bodku, so they began to investigate his background. Ve'ashkehu, and they found him as Zvulun, because he came from the tribe of Zvulun. You see, Zvulun lochev yamim yishke. Zvulun will dwell by the shore of the sea. Which means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shvatim, since he knew beforehand where they would be located in Eretz Yisrael, he gave each one a certain taste, a certain interest in certain conditions of life, and there was Zvulun like the seashore. And that's why Zvulun had their chelik in Eretz Yisrael by the seashore, say that. The thing is, this man loved the seashore, because the first lesson is, he said, by the seashore, things grow bigger. It means the air is invigorating, make things grow bigger. He loved the seashore. And the second, because that's his dream house. He intended to build a house, if he'd ever have the money, by the seashore. So therefore we see that that was what Zvulun's nature was. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu foresaw, because he wanted Zvulun to settle there, and he would love his place. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, the favor of the place is on those who dwell in that place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes people like the place where they are in order to be happy in this world. Everybody has a certain sentimental interest in the place where he is. And it's not merely because of habit, but Meroshim Mekeder was planned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should have in his nature something that fits him with that place and in order to make him more happy. Right now. Now that we hold, everybody agrees. Oil means evening, and oil al bosa means the evening of al bosa. So immediately, let us see. So machlekes further between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. How much time do the Chachamim add to the 6 hours of Pesach from the 6 hours on? That it's chomes is osam in atir, how much time before that is osam in the rabban? Again, at the end of the 6th hour, beginning of the seventh hour, Chomes, Erev Pesach, Chomes is also in our Torah. But the question is, how much did the Chachamim add beforehand to keep us away from that air, 1 hour or 2 hours? So Machlekes Rameh Rav Yehuda. So he says, Bein Rameh Rav Yehuda, Chomes Eino Asher L'Meshei Shoy Salamayla, Chomes is also in our Torah only after 6 hours. So why did he have to make Vedikas Chomes the night before? Nibdik Bishes. Let's be Vedic in the 6 hour, just before the deadline comes. Deadline is at the end of the 6th hour, when the 7th hour begins. So let's Vedikas Chomes be in the 6th hour. Why make it so long ahead the night before? Say that aside. And if you would want to say an answer, Zizim Magdim Alamitzvahs, those who have alacrity, means people who have energy to do good things, get up early to do mitzvahs. That's why we start the night before. And we don't postpone till the 6th hour, because we love mitzvahs, so we do it earlier. Nivdak mitzvah, let's be bedik in the morning. That's enough. Zizim, we have a mitzvah to do that day, do it in the morning. But don't get the night before to do it. You have to be some limit. How much earlier when you get up? Otherwise you get up a year earlier and do it too. So it means you get up the same day when you're doing the mitzvah, instead of doing it later, get up early in the morning. But why the night before? And he brings an example to see. On the 8th day, he has to be mal, he's olo. Now the 8th day could be any time during the 8th day. The time you learn the baraisa, kol ayim kulei kosher l'mila, all day long is kosher for mila. Even before sunset, you can still do it. Elosh is lizer magdima l'mitzvahs. Only people who have alacrity to do good things get up early to do mitzvahs. That's why it's good to do it early in the morning. Where do you find that? Shenem avayashkem avron ba'abekit. Avron was supposed to go to sacrifice Yitzchok. So he had plenty of time, but he got up early in the morning to do it. Now that's the real proof. Because for Mila, there's no proof. But you can't make Mila the night before. Mila is puzzled at night. But the proof is from this statement that says, Vayashkim Avon Babeka, that's the proof of Zvizim Magdim and Mitzvahs. Now to go to the Arcade, he could have set out the night before. And since he waited till the morning, that's enough. That's enough Zrizim. That's the proof. So why do you have to start Likas Chomes the night before? Likas Chomes, the morning, early, Erev Pesach is good enough. Say that. Once more, the Baraisa is talking about Mila. And the Baraisa says, although Mila is kosher all day, it should be done early. Because by the Akedah, Avram got up early. So we see to a mitzvah, he got up early. Therefore, for Mila, she get up early. That's all. Now, that's the case. Since he got up in the morning for the Arcade, but not the night before, so then why should he have to be better comers the night before? Now, the question is, maybe he didn't want to go out at night, because here is different. Here is going out for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, don't have to worry about going out at night. Shluch a mitzvah ain't on the zeken. Unless it's in a very dangerous place, where it's Shchiach Hezekiah, but ordinarily at night it's not Shchiach Hezekiah. So the other one is a mitzvah, you can set out at night too. Right up. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, he explains why Bdikas Chomes is the night before. For two reasons. It's a time where people are found at home. If you make a takone to be bedik in the morning, not everybody is home in the morning. Some people have to go to work while it's still dark before the morning begins. At nighttime, however, everybody is home already, and that's the time when everybody can fulfill the mitzvah. And the second reason is, the light of a neah is best at that time for bdikah. The takona, we'll see later, is a neah is required for bdikah's chametz. But the neah is most efficient when it's nighttime. By day, the light of the neah gets lost. It's useless in the light of the day. So therefore, in order that the light of the Ne'er should be useful, noteworthy, conspicuous, we make it at night. So we have two reasons. One, because people are home at night, and secondly, Oyer HaNe'er Yochel Levdik at night. Omar Abai, Hilka therefore, since the Takana is at night, not in the morning, to be Beidik Chometz, Hai Tzulbe Merabonim, a learner, Talmid Chochem, Lo Livtar B'Idin, he should not begin his Shia, Idin means his time, he shouldn't begin his time, as he has a set time to learn every evening, he shouldn't begin learning at the beginning of the evening, in order to the Tlesa de Nogi Abesh, in the night following the 13th, going on the 14th, Dilmer Moshaleshmait, and maybe his learning, the Sugyas, will draw him on, and he'll forget the Dikas Chometz, or Silim Nuri Mitzvah, will come to refrain from a mitzvah. Now, if it's also to begin learning at that time, it's also to begin eating, or begin work, anything else at that time. And therefore, nothing should be begun at that time. What means by that time? So the Mefarshim explains from elsewhere, it means a half hour before the night. He can't begin anything, a suda, or he can't begin work half hour before the night. Learning, some say, can learn down to the time of Likas Chometz. Doesn't have to refrain a half hour before. Say that. He asked the following question. Now, Maskia is the landlord who's renting out the house to other people. And Secha is the tenant. Make sure you don't confuse the two terms. Maskia, the landlord who rents it out, and Secha, the tenant. If he rents out his house to somebody for the 14th, it means from before the 14th or starting on the 14th. That means the night of Likas Chometz. Or before. But the tenant didn't move in yet. The landlord is not there anymore. The landlord is not occupying that apartment. The tenant didn't move in yet. But the tenant acquired the tenancy by a kinyan. He gave money, or there was a kinyan chlip. By some kinyan, he acquired the right to the tenancy. And it started before the night of Likas Chometz, or the night of Likas Chometz itself. Who has to make Likas Chometz? Should you say, Alam Maske Livdik? The landlord has to be Beidik, because he lived there before. The Chamira de David, it's his Chometz that's left in the house. He's searching for his own Chometz, which he left. So maybe he has to make Likas Chometz? Or Dilma, perhaps, Alam Secha Livdik, the tenant has to be Beidik. The Yisurah B'Rishus Ekoi, because what's also, whatever Chometz is there, is in his Rishus, because now he owns the tenancy. He didn't move in yet, but since he has a right to move in, it's his tenancy, he was kenya with a kinyan, so therefore the night of the 14th comes, maybe the one who owns the tenancy has to be Beidik Seder. Now keep your finger on the line and look in the third tesis. The third tesis, Alam Maske Livdik. Should the landlord have to be Beidik the Chamira de Deu, because it's his Chometz? He lived there before. Ein leforesh atam, he shouldn't explain the reason, even the Shaloh, since it's his Chometz. Ein adam yochel avatel elahu, nobody else except the landlord himself can be mevatel Chometz. I cannot be mevatel your Chometz, so therefore the landlord, since he owns that Chometz, I would think he's the only one who can be mevatel it. Therefore, Chaya Livdik, that's the reason that's in the Beidik Chometz. Tesis says, don't say that reason. Don't say the reason is, why do I think maybe the landlord has to do it? Because it's his Chometz. And he has to make Beitel Chometz. And he cannot make Beitel on Chometz that's not his. That's not the reason. He became, Amai, Nokat, Maskel, Haver of Yudalit. Why mention? He rents it out to somebody of Yudalit, Afil of Yud Gimel. Even he rented out a long time before Yishchayev HaMaske Mahaytam HaLivdik. The Maske, the landlord should be baited because of that reason. Because it's his Chometz. And even though the other party moved in, it's still the landlord's Chometz. How can the other party be involved in landlord's chametz? So you must say, that's not the question at all. So what is the question? V'kach miforesh ri, the Gemara means this, that maybe the landlord has to be beit chametz, the chamir de dehut, v'chal olov chiyah v'dikah sho'achas kedem v'shizkira. The chiyah v'dikah came upon him just before he rented. Now, Tesis is learning Pshat the Gemara a little different than we said. Tesis is learning Pshat the Gemara that on the 14th itself, I mean the night of the 14th, he rented out the house to the tenant. So as the night came in, the landlord still owned the tenancy. And that's a few minutes after it became dark, or a little later, the landlord transferred the tenancy for the kinyan to the tenant. That's how Tesis learned Pshat. Now others don't learn that Pshat. Tesis learned that Pshat. Therefore, since the beginning of the night, when the Likas Chometz Chiyiv came, at the beginning of the 14th, the landlord was Chayav to be Beidik. V'chal Olav Chiyiv Beidike. Sho'ach has Kedem Shizkiro. So maybe therefore, even though the other man now is in possession of the tenancy, the landlord still has a chiyuv on him. That's the reason. Umay siraya mi mezuzah. The more big siraya soon from mezuzah. T'naf al pida chal chiyuv kedem shehizkir alas. Even though, before he rented it out, there was a chiyuv of mezuzah on the landlord. Alas sich alas is mezuzah. As soon as the tenant becomes the tenant, he has to make the mezuzah. Now that's an affair. Subject. Why does Tesis now say not another pshat? So Tesis said, because if the question is the man cannot be mevatel chometz and not his, so why does he ask the question if the tenant acquired the tenancy on the 14th, which after the night began? The same question would be even the tenant acquired the tenancy before 14th or the 13th. It's still the same question. Who can be mevatel chometz that belongs to the landlord? So the Tesis says no. The fact that the chometz belongs to the landlord doesn't bother us. Because once the tenant becomes chayev and bedikas chometz, the landlord is mafkir his chometz automatically to the tenant. So therefore the tenant has a right to make a bedik and betel. Once the landlord relinquishes the tenancy to the tenant, he's a mafkir his chometz. He's abandoning his chometz. So the tenant who is supposed to move in or who acquired the tenancy already owns that chometz. If they say he's chayv in medikin. So what's the question? It's a different question. The question is, should you say, since when the night began, the landlord was still the owner of the tenancy, so the chiyuv of medikas chometz came to rest on him. He cannot now get rid of it. Or no, since right after that, the tenant acquired the tenancy. Now the tenant happens to be the tenant. Therefore he has to be Beit HaChometz. That's a pshat according to the Tesis pshat. Now there's another pshat thing about that. But Tesis pshat follows that. Say that aside.
In the Gemara. Hamas kebay es lachaveh. It's a baraisa. If you rent a house out. Allah secha, Allah says, let me just... The tenant has to make the mezuzah. So we see that because he has the tenancy now, he is mechoyev to do all the obligations of a owner. So he is mechoyev also b'dikas chometz. That's how the Gemara wants to argue. Just like his chayev b'mezuzah, his chayev b'dikas chometz. And so the Gemara, no proof. Also, by mezuzah, it's a different story. Mezuzah is the obligation of the man who lives there. Suppose nobody lives in the house, even though the house has an owner, he doesn't have to make a mezuzah. He has a vacant house. He doesn't live there, nobody else lives there. He doesn't have to have mezuzahs on the door. So therefore, since it's the obligation of the one who dwells there, the tenant is the one who has to make mezuzahs. But by B'dikas Chometz, what's here they did? Because here, was a man has chametz in a house and he moved out. It's his house yet, but he doesn't live there. Nobody else lives there. He surely has to make b'dikas chametz. He's not potter. So therefore here, even though there's a tenant, Maybe the landlord is still higher of Digas Chomet Seder. Omar Lehu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he answered the question. Tanit, he learned it. It's a barais amaske bais lechaveret im ad shaloi moshe lo mavtiches. If he did not yet give the keys over to the tenant, the landlord still has the keys. The tenant didn't move in, but he has acquired the tenancy by one of the kinyonim. But the landlord has the keys. Chala im ad shaloi moshe lo mavtiches. Chala bosa. If the 14th night comes in before the landlord gives the keys to the tenant, so the landlord still has the keys. Alam Maaske Lilik. The landlord has to make the biggest chomet. He has the keys to the house. V'im Yishem Osa L'mavteches Chalav Osa. But if, after he gave the keys to the tenant, that's when the 14th night began, Alam Secha Lilik. The tenant has to be Bedik. And before we go on, we learn the Tesis. Bottom Tesis. V'im Yishem Osa L'mavteches. Here is Rashi. Rashi wants to explain what's the significance of giving over the keys. The Mesiras Mavteches Kainan. Giving over the keys, that's a kinyan. That's a clincher that makes the tenant the owner of the tenancy. So Tesis says, the Ein Nir Levi doesn't agree with that. Because the giving the keys doesn't accomplish anything. You acquire a house, real estate, you acquire either with a kesef, shtar chazak, kach sfiras, kach, also the tenancy of real estate, niknas bekesef, shtar chazak. So what's the way to become a tenant? To get the ownership of the tenancy, either you give money, or you get a shtar, or chazak. Well, I mean, we don't say the mahanim esiras mavteches, nothing except a game over the keys. Keys are not a kinyan. So you can't say giving over the keys is the purpose of a kinyan. Elohesis explains, Keman the Omar, look, he's this. Giving the keys is only Keman Domar Lechazek Kni, giving him permission to go and make a kinyan. But it's not a kinyan. So therefore, if the owner gave the keys to the tenant, and the tenant didn't make a kinyan, then it's nothing. You're not a tenant. The keys are only permission. Go make a kinyan. But if the tenant didn't go make a kinyan, he doesn't acquire the tenancy. So what are the keys mentioned for in this sugya? Why are keys the criterion? On before Ishri, the hoche here is a case where the tenant was kinyan with one of the kinyonim. He already acquired the tenancy with kesh, star, or hazok. Shemosa lo mavteach ulo herzik. He gave him the keys, but he didn't walk in yet. The tenant didn't move in yet. The landlord gave the keys to the tenant. The tenant didn't move in. So he's saying, Mi shebe yode mavteach, the one who has the key. Keshechal yudalit, when the night comes in, the biggest home is higher living. The oyser shein lo yode mavteach, here comes the one who doesn't have the key, how can he go in and be made the comments? So therefore, from taste you see as follows. A chazoka has to be, I mean the king has to be, kesher shtar chazoka. But, even though the tenant acquired the tenancy, if the landlord still has the keys, the landlord has the ability to enter the place. The tenant can't come in without the keys. So the chachamim put the obligation of dikah on the landlord. The landlord gave the keys to the tenant, so since the tenant has a kinyan already, if he has to be made. However, if the tenant moved in, since he's inside, even though he doesn't have the keys, he has to obey the comments. All this is talking about the tenant didn't move in yet. He just acquired the tenancy. Now, one more step. Mihu, im hifkid odem avtea beis eisel odem acher. Suppose the landlord gave the keys to somebody else to hold for him. So maybe the party who has the keys has to make bigas chomet? No. And the chayav anifkal beke, that stranger, the third party, even though he has the keys, he's not chayav bevedi chomets. He has no responsibility at all. El adavke kesharesa lazi yubesa likli, only wants to be a tenant. Wants to be a tenant, then the fact that he has keys makes him chayav to bevedi chomets. Or the landlord, if he has the keys, makes him chayav. But the third party doesn't mean anything. So according to Tesis, now the other Pirushim in Tesis, I'm following one Pirushim in Tesis, it's talking about a case where the tenant acquired the tenancy with a kinyan. Otherwise, there's no question, even though he has the keys, the landlord has to be bathing. And the tenant didn't move in. But then, even though he doesn't have the keys, he has to be bathing if he moved in. So the tenant acquired the tenancy, but he didn't move in. Who has to be bathing? Then it depends on who has the keys, say that. From the poskim, it seems that if the landlord has the keys, even though the tenant made a kinyan and acquired the tenancy before the 14th, but he didn't move in yet, the landlord has to be beidik chometz. Although in the beginning, according to the taste of pshat, it seems it's only talking where the landlord rented it out a minute or two after the night began, but according to maskonet, the poskim seem to say that we don't make such a deal. It makes no difference. Even though the tenant acquired it long before the 14th, but he didn't move in, and the landlord has the keys, the landlord is mechuyev b'midikin. Baita. In the Gemara, 7 lines up from the bottom. Boy, me nei de ask of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hamas ke bayis lachavei al ba'a bo'osef. El Pesach in the morning, if he rents out the house to somebody, now the new person comes in, and he wants to know, Cheskosei bodik, do you take it granted, Chazok, you take it for granted, that the house was bodik last night, and therefore he doesn't have to be bodik chometz today, or in Cheskosei bodik. If the house wouldn't have been bodik, so we're in bodik the night of the 14th, and the bodik the day of the 14th. That's the obligation. So he wants to know, can he rely on the Chazok, that most likely the previous occupant fulfilled Bikas Chometz, since he was there the night before. Lamaynaf Kimifeng, what's the question? Where he says, Lamaynaf, what's the difference? The Shaila, you should ask him. Let him ask him. Were you Bikas Chometz? And Fremora, they'll say, hi, this man is not here anymore. He left town this morning. After renting out the place to you, he left town. The Shaila, not here to ask him. So the question is, La'atruchi, la'hai, mine. Should we bother this new tenant? He has to make Bikas Chometz, or can he rely on the Chazokah? Most likely, the previous one had made Bikas Chometz. Say that. Omar lehu Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. So he replied. See, too, he learned it. It brings up a raisa. Hakol ne'emonim al bi'ur Chometz. Everybody's believed to testify that the Bikas Chometz was fulfilled in this house. Afilo noshim, afilo avodim, afilo k'tanim. If somebody moves into a house and wants to know if the mitzvah was fulfilled, you can ask anybody who knows about it. No shema whatever time. Now the question is, my time, I mean, why should they be believed in such an important subject? Especially Ketanim. Why do you believe Ketanim? To tell that the house is bodek. Love, isn't it because Mishum the Cheskos are bodek? Because most likely, we rely on the Chazaka, that most likely is Bobo. Because Sava, because he holds, this time he holds, HaKol Chavirim, Eitzel B'dikas Chometz, everybody's a Chover means a non-amoras. Everybody's a Chover when it comes to B'dikas Chometz. When it comes to certain halachas, we trust only certain people. Let's say for Taharas, we trust only Chavirim, not Amoras. But it seems here, since we believe everybody to say that it was Boduk already, so most likely it's a Hazoket, that anybody who lived in that house, even Amores, was surely Bedik. When it comes to Bedikas Chometz, all Jews are quick to fulfill the mitzvah. So he fulfilled the mitzvah last night. Hakol Chaveim, all Jews are Chaveim, means have Nemonis in Bedikas Chometz. Therefore, if a child tells you the house is Boduk, that's why you can believe it, because you have a Hazoket. Now it brings a bereishit to talk about the dinim of ne'amanus. That's how you learn. Chover shemes. Suppose he's a chover, a person who's ne'aman and everything, we believe him, he died. V'niach megura mele'epes. He left over a storehouse full of produce. I want to know if it's separated mice or not. So he said, even though they're fresh pears, They're not been there a long time, only been one day. We say that one day before he died, he did his duty. There's a chazoket that he made them in order. He separated from the surmises. So the question of mind, why do we trust him? That's all. So we see that when it comes to a chaver, he's trusted, even though he doesn't tell us anything. We rely on a chazoket that a chaver did what he's supposed to do. He separated maisels before he died. So here also, and the biggest chometz, since we see that even a cotton is believed to testify, and no matter who lived in the house before, the cotton is believed. So we see from this that everybody is a chaver when it comes to Vdikas Chometz, and we say for certain before he moved out, the night before, and at the time of Vdikas Chometz, he did his duty. Say that. Frag the Gemara. Omer Mai. Now the Gemara wanted to say that this is a proof that there's a chazoke, that he surely was Vdikas Chometz. So actually, even though nobody tells us anything, I said a man moved out with his entire family. Nobody's left who knows anything about him. Still, the man who came in on the 14th in the morning can rely on the chazoket that is boduk. So when I said to him, how do you know that much to say? Maybe here it's different. Because they said so. It says, a cotton, a woman or ever the cotton said it's boduk. But if nobody says it's boduk, maybe you cannot rely on the chazoket. Frag the Gemara back. You're telling me it's not cheskas abodik, only it's because they say so. Or to amira dahani mi de mishor sheizbe, does their saying have any substance? The cotton says that. Is there any substance? If that's the reason you can believe a cotton, he doesn't have to be a bedik, but he believes the cotton not believe. Elamah, that's all. So you must say it's because of the chazoket. And therefore, if nobody says anything, it's also taken for granted that he made the dikit. What do you want to say? So why does it say hakol ne'amon? Everybody's believed, even women, avodim ktanim. Leave out the word believe. Say kol avodim cheskes b'dukim avosim abayle. You should say all the houses of cheskes b'dukim. Why say that? People are believed to say that? It looks like it's their testimony that makes them believe. Elder says, "My, what else do you want to say? You want to say it not because of chazokas, only because they believe, mishum amira dehani, because these are saying that it's bodik. That's why you can rely that it's bodik. Hol lo omra, if they wouldn't say it's bodik, lo. So then that's the case. Tiv shit minay, it's a proof from this. And it has cause of bodik, since you're insisting. We only believe as bother because they're saying so. To see that nobody would be saying so, they all moved out. It wouldn't be bothered. So we have proved Eid Cheskos of bother. So you prove it either one way or the other. The boy says no. Even that you can't prove. Later on, I can say Cheskos of bother. I can say the house is a Cheskos bother. And therefore, somebody moves in the morning. You could rely on the chazoket that surely the man was bedik last night. So why do we need anybody to testify? If the chazoket cheskos of bodik, even without any testimony. But how come I ask it, what are we dealing with here? The moves along the body. I can say it's a case where we know he wasn't bedik. We know the man was not bedik. Man left before the night of the 14th, the previous time. But he left over his family in the house, his wife and his children. And these are saying, Bodakni, we examined it, we made the bedikah. Well, that's a different story. Entirely different story. The man who was the previous tenant moved out himself, and he left his wife and children to come later. They were still in the house last night. So they say, our father was not bedik, but we were bedik. Mao, they say, what did you might say? Lo, lehamnina rabban, we shouldn't believe them. Cause a cup, or even the Isha and Eved will soon see a reason not to believe them. From Ashbelon, Kiven, the Bedikah's promise is only Midrabonon. Why? The Midraise, Bebetul Balmasok, Minater. It's enough to be Mabatul Chomes. Don't have to be Bedikah's Chomes according to the Torah. It's just Betul Alav. Alone is enough. So, the Abitul Masok, the Betul Alone is enough. So, since it's only a more lenient kind of obligation, Rabban believed women and children in Avodim in a Din Darabonim. So now I can say it's really Cheskos of Bodek. And when the whole family moved out and nobody's saying anything, the one who moved in and Alba also doesn't have to be Vedic. He relies on the Chazokah that Shulman was Vedic. Here, why do we need their testimony? It's a case where we know he wasn't Vedic. The man moved out before the night. Only the wife and the children say we're Vedic. So children ordinarily wouldn't believe them, or even women, like Tesha says, because it's a difficult mitzvah to do. And women are makel. They say, why bother looking all the corners? There's no chumash there to look for it. So they wouldn't do it properly. Still, since it's only a din d'rabbanan to make niggas chametz, so we rely on them to testify in a din d'rabbanan. Say that. A minyan b'mayor downstairs.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor.com. Thank you.